Welcome everybody back to the Meatheads podcast. Today we have Wendy, my dad Bruce, and me.
Who are you?
Morgan.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about aliens and space.
Aliens and outer space.
Interesting. Okay. Lots and thoughts and feelings.
So first things first, before we really dive into this, how was your week?
It was okay.
It was interesting?
Yeah, interesting.
Interesting?
Yeah.
Okay.
You? Is work?
Work? Hey, I only got one more week left at this job, and then I start a new one.
Where are you working at?
I will talk to you about that later.
Okay. How's your week been, Wendy?
It's been great. This has been my last week of unemployment. As of Monday, I am fully employed once again.
Yes.
Yay! I'm excited. It's good to be working again.
Outer space.
Outer space. Get me with it.
What's your favorite planet?
What's my favorite planet? Uranus. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know. Probably Saturn, because it's got all the cool rings around it.
Wendy?
Okay, it's funny that you asked this, because I just had this whole conversation with a kindergartner this week. And it was fantastic talking to them about it. I'm a big fan of Mars. I think Mars is an insanely awesome planet. Because it's red, and there has been evidence that it may have, at some point, had life on it. And they have found, like, actual polar caps on it, which is crazy. Like, it's just an insanely awesome planet. The fact that the soil itself is red, it's not like an illusion or anything. It is a red planet. It's awesome. I like Mars. I'm a big fan of Mars. That's just me, though. Just saying.
What about you?
Neptune.
Why Neptune?
Because Neptune is a god of sea, and it's blue like the sea.
Okay.
Interesting choice. That's
so
what's up.
Think,
okay.
You think Neptune's made of got water all over it? You think it's all water?
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it's all toxic gas.
Why is it going to be toxic gas? Why can't it just be gas?
If we can't breathe it, it's toxic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every gas that you breathe in besides air is toxic. Carbon monoxide is toxic.
Okay. So, here's a question for you guys.
Okay.
Do you really think that the Space Force already exists and is actually out there roaming the space looking for shit?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. They're already out there.
Give me your thoughts on it.
I mean, we have proof. We've already found a black hole.
We have?
We have.
When?
2020.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot of other shit happening in 2020.
And COVID. I'm pretty sure we've also found a life form on a planet. I can't remember what it was. We found like a life form, like a plant.
Found a plant on another planet.
I don't know what it was, but I know that we found like a plant or like another life form.
Okay. Wendy? Space Force?
That's a tricky question, because, I mean, if they have gotten up there, it's been hella secret, and, you know, like, not saying anything to anybody kind of thing, and real hush-hush, which is kind of hard. Well, I mean, it's not hard to believe. I can see that happening, because it is the government. Let's be real. but it's like how, you know what? No. I can see how we would miss it because there's so much happening to distract us. And then they just throw out all this crazy news and stuff like, oh no, random things are happening in the world, you know, to distract us. I would not be surprised if it was actually like done already. And we do have like people out in space checking things out.
Okay.
I want to talk about humans that are aliens.
Humans that are aliens, you mean like you?
Like lizard people?
No, like people that are
lizard
like
people, she said.
That are like supernatural, like Chris Bumstead or Chris
Who's Chris Bumstead?
He's a bodybuilder.
Am I too old?
No. He was around when you were.
Well, I'm still around. What am I dead? You talking to me in past tense?
No. He was He was like 23 in 1999.
Okay, I was 18.
Yeah, 19. He was a bodybuilder.
Okay.
Okay, no. If you're talking about Chris Bumstead, he was born in 95. So there's no way he was 23 in 95.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was a kid. Yeah. That's why I don't know who he is. That's Stat Girl, by the way, so she'll prove you wrong when you say something. She fact checks everything.
What about Nia Jax? She came back from like 4 years of not being on WWE, and she looks the exact same.
Okay, that means she has.
She ages well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who played Batman when Heath Ledger was Joker?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale
is an alien. I mean, the way he changes for roles, he went from skinny to ripped for Batman, to being fat for another role, to being skinny and then being ripped again.
But like the type of skinny he went for was like insane. It was like anorexic.
He was like a shriveled Martian.
Yes, it was so bizarre. I'm like, oh, it's kind of gross. Just thinking about it.
Okay.
I don't know though. Like, but there are plenty of people who can do that with a quickness though. It's just like shrink and grow their body. But it does seem very like insane. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just it's banana pants how people can change their body so quickly like that.
So what kind of alien would you call Christian Bale?
A person alien that can like
you gotta give me a cool name. Like, is he like a Palladonis supernova? I don't know.
A reverse demon.
A demon's not an alien, though.
The courier.
Okay.
Did you guys watch that show, Resident Alien?
No.
Oh my god. So fantastic. It's hysterical.
Alien?
Yes, I think it's on Sci-Fi, but it's about this alien that like crashes on Earth and he takes over a human's body. So he has to learn how to move like a human. Come to find out, the town he landed in, the guy is like the town doctor, or he is a doctor, and then he has to take on the role of the town doctor. So he has to pretend to be human while trying to take over the world. And yeah, like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I've seen like 5 episodes of it. It's good.
It's such a great show. I'm a little upset that I have to wait, and I'm like, when is the third season going to come out? Because the second one ended on such a great cliffhanger, but I'm like, I need more of this. Like, this needs to happen, like, right now. Right now it needs to happen.
We don't have Paramount no more.
I know. Like, when we had it, I watched it.
Oh, well. Cost cuttings, bud.
Yeah.
I think it's on Sci-Fi. I want to say I watched it on Hulu. Oh, it's on Peacock right now.
Oh, it's on Peacock. I got Peacock.
Watch it on
after
Peacock.
Ahsoka, we're going to have to watch that.
Okay, after Ahsoka, we will watch that. Do you think there's Jedis, actual real Jedis out there?
Maybe not in the other universe that we're in. Maybe. I mean, we saw, what's his name?
Do you think there's real Jedis out there?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe not necessarily with like telekinetic powers and things like that, but there probably
maybe
are
not on.
Who do have like certain abilities that are otherworldly, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But it seems like a possibility. It seems plausible.
It really does. Like the more it comes around, the more of a possibility it could be.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a Jedi and you just don't know it yet. What is that?
I mean,
lightsaber.
I wouldn't be surprised with like the way people, the way evolution works and everything, and the way we're moving forward as beings. Let's say, like, if at some point, maybe not necessarily in the near future or maybe in the distant future, at some point, like, we do have more Jedi-like powers and more like telekinetic type things. You know, that would be kind of cool.
I want to be a Jedi.
A little bit too old for that.
Wow.
Oh, wow. it really do be your own sometimes, so damn.
Do you like your Xbox and your TV and your phone? Now you're gonna kiss my ass.
Now.
Before technology, like higher up technology comes out, maybe you'll still be alive, but you would be like 95.
Yeah, but by that time, 95 will be like the new 40.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
You know.
They're saying that living to like 160, 170 is going to become average. It's going to become an average. People are living longer.
You still got 50
more years. They really are.
I got more than 50 years on my hand to reach that age. I got over 100 years before I reached that. I'm only 43, bro.
I know. I'm saying if you're going to reach 90, you need 52 years to reach 95.
My son is calling me old right now.
He really is.
Old is 89. Old is 80. Mid-80s.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Like, I had a great-grandma who made it to 103. So, to me, old is, like, over 100.
On my mother's side, my oldest relative is 95.
See, there you go. So, like, old is it all depends, you know? Like me at 30, how old am I again? 37? I'm feeling kind of old at 37, but I'm really not that old. But then again, I got, like, creaky knees and a bad back, so, you know.
I mean, doesn't help my situation. 89.
Exactly.
A bad back.
Shut up.
Honestly, 7 years. Shut up. 7 years of football.
Buddy,
you played what, five?
I played 5 years before. I started playing when I was five, and I played until I was 18.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm gonna do.
That is a long career, though. That's a long football career.
Yeah.
Okay, but quick question.
Okay.
Quick question for you guys. Would you rather be a Jedi or a Sith Lord?
Sith Lord.
Jedi.
Yes. That's what I'm all about, Sith Lord.
Jedi.
They have better abilities.
They got the same abilities. They just misuse them.
I don't have, as a Sith Lord, I don't have to play by the rules, so, you know.
Yeah.
Must we bring up Anakin Walker and the little children? Anakin Skywalker and the kids.
I'm a tweener.
You're a tweener? So you have a purple lightsaber?
No, I'm a Mandalorian with Jedi powers.
So you're like Grogu, because Grogu's basically a Mando with Jedi powers at this point.
No, that's the one girl from Ahsoka. Ahsoka's trainee.
I haven't actually watched this show.
You haven't watched Ahsoka yet?
No, I haven't gotten around to it. I've been meaning to, but I've been distracted with other shows, like watching Law & Order SVU for like the 100th time.
Oh my god, Ahsoka is so good.
Is it? Okay. That's what I've heard.
Boba Fett. Book of Boba Fett's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, that one was pretty good. I enjoyed that one. That was a fun one. Definitely, definitely love the Mando. Oh my god. What's her name? I only remember her as Starbuck because of Battlestar Galactica.
Bo-Katan Creed?
Yes. Oh my god, I love her so much.
The leader of the Mandalorians?
She could literally do an hour-long special where she just sits there, stares at the camera, and drinks a cup of water, and I will watch it. Because I think she's amazing.
Stalker much?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Stalker
much.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Dead air. I can either confirm or deny. What do you want to talk about? You can talk about, this is your show. So if you're done talking about aliens out of space, I mean,
I'm here to talk about everything.
We went from outer space talking about age, talking about football, back to Star Wars, whatever you want to talk about. It's your show.
This week of football.
Okay.
We already know
Wendy's gonna be lost, but it's okay.
Just like a little bit, but I can
already know Patriots are losing to the Cowboys.
She's a Cowboys fan, so
yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I hate your face right now. You're grounded.
Steelers are going to beat. Hold on. Who are they playing? I got to check the week of football.
Yeah, they're probably playing the Browns.
The Browns.
Lions are good this year.
I'm going to laugh when the Patriots beat the Cowboys because, you know, they're going to be dim boys.
I'll be honest, as a Cowboys fan, I've come to learn to kind of like temper my expectations, you know? And like yes, I have hopes, but I don't have expectations. They're two different things, you know? So when they win, I'm
This
like,
is gonna be
"Hooray,
it.
we won." But when we lose, you know, I'm neither
Yeah.
surprised nor hurt. It's to be expected.
You go.
This is gonna be a good game. Dolphins versus Bills.
Yes, that is going to be a very good football game, and I am actually rooting for the
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Maybe.
I hate both
Okay,
teams.
okay.
I hate both teams because of the division, but I want the Dolphins to win.
Oh, and Silicon Valley is gonna run through the Cardinals.
So who's Silicon Valley? What team is
69ers.
the 49ers?
49ers.
The 49ers?
I was like, excuse you, young
Yes. Yes.
The 49ers.
That's all right. Last week he said boobies. The last episode he said boobies.
He did. Yes, indeed, he did.
I
You know,
miss
he's
Big
getting better and better.
Boom.
I love it.
Listen, listen.
I'm serious. I'm not going to sit back and take this fucking shit.
Mean, I'm here for it. I don't know about you, but I'm here for it. So, you know. I don't think I'll ever be able to call the 49ers anything else ever again. They are now the 69ers, and that's all there is to that. Like, that's it. That's it.
What about aliens from movies?
Okay.
Ooh.
Like Interstellar. Or
So
not Interstellar.
what's your question? What's our favorite movie alien, or
Yeah.
what's our favorite alien movie?
What's your favorite alien movie?
I have to go with the classic Aliens. I
Yeah,
have to.
actually.
Like, that's what I grew
Absolutely. That
up
whole
on.
series. Same. Like
That's what I
the
grew up on.
xenomorphs and Ripley and fighting the
Oh,
queen.
yes.
Oh, yes. Honestly, one of the best series, honestly. And even the third one, like, granted, the third Aliens film was not that good, like in the grand scheme of things, but it wasn't the worst, you know? And the
Aliens
last
2 was
one,
the best. Aliens
yes.
2 was the best.
Oh my God, yes. When she's fighting the queen and like the queen's getting close to Newt, and she's like, "Get away from her." And I was like, every time I lose my mind. Lose my mind. Love it.
What one?
Booker
No. Oh, you just want me to play this just to play it?
T.
You didn't say that.
You're
right, I didn't. I caught myself.
All-time favorite. My all-time favorite movie, Predator 1.
Okay. I like that one.
Ooh,
That
yes.
is a good
Original
one.
Predator.
That one
That's a
has
good
such
one.
great one-liners. I think my favorite line from that movie is when the guy tells Ventura, "You're bleeding," and he looks and he's like, "I ain't got time to bleed."
Yeah.
Ah, love it.
Mine's now get to the chopper.
Yes,
Get to the
there's
top.
so many. What I love about these films though is like there's so many lines that it's like things you can't say these days, and I'm like, I love everything about that. It's hysterical.
The 90s were so wrong.
Oh my God,
And the
yeah.
late 80s.
When he's passing around the tobacco and they're all like, "Oh no, thank you." He's like, "What's wrong with you? Bunch of slack-jawed. Don't you know this will turn you into a sexual tyrannosaurus just like me?" Like, that whole thing. Ventura has the best lines in that movie.
So, what is the worst alien in a movie?
Now I'm gonna hate me for this.
Why am I gonna hate you for this?
Well,
You're my son. I can't, I'm not
there's a
allowed to hate
movie
you.
called Aliens. It's not the alien movie, but it's a movie called Aliens, and it's about this people who are on a ship going to Mars. They come back from Mars, and there's an alien in a guy who kills the guy, and it's like a whole scheme.
Comes out of his stomach.
Yeah,
That's aliens.
that's Aliens.
That's
That's
aliens.
Aliens.
That's aliens.
It's a horror movie. The first one, I hated it. I don't know why.
You're
I
right, I do
hated
hate you.
it.
I just sat here and told you how me and Wendy just sat here and told you how
We just went on
awesome
about
they
how
were.
great that whole series is.
I know, we were just talking about how great it was, and he comes over and goes, "Yeah, this is stupid."
Or no, sorry. The Thing. The Thing.
The thing.
Yeah.
Oh, with the
Oh
blob.
yeah,
Yeah.
okay. With Kurt Russell. I'm a
Yeah.
fan of Kurt Russell, but I don't think that's like one of the best alien films. It's a good one. But it's not the greatest.
I think, you know, one of the top ones that I completely forgot about and just remembered is, what's the one with Roddy Piper in it? I came to kick ass and chew bubble gum and I'm all out of bubble gum.
They Live. John Carpenter's They Live. Yes.
One too.
With the glasses. Oh, so good. Yes, so good.
I think, but I don't know, the worst alien portrayal for me? Oh, I don't even think it's an alien, but you remember the movie Species?
Oh my God, yes. That was okay. So stupid. I'm bored with that. Yes. I was trying to, like, okay, I'm sitting here struggling to remember because I could see the poster for it, but I couldn't remember the name of it. But yes, I fully agree with you. It's so bad, I try to block it out of my memory. Yep, my favorite space movie that is not entirely alien-related is...
Interstellar?
Event Horizon.
Oh.
Event Horizon.
Yes. It's more horror than sci-fi. And it's like they go... It's these like these astronauts in space, like they go to retrieve a spaceship and they find out that like it went through something but they can't figure it out and it turns out it's like a portal to hell or something. Yeah. So freaking crazy.
I got one.
Well, okay.
What is your favorite horrible movie?
Horrible movie.
Favorite horrible movie.
My favorite horrible movie?
Yeah, that looks horrible but it's still good.
There's so many.
All of the movies I love.
Exactly.
I gotta go with Moonfall. Y'all have never seen it. It's a really good movie.
No, I've never seen it.
It's on HBO.
Moonfall.
Okay. So one of my many.
That one.
It actually became a cult classic after it got out of theaters, but Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes, that is a funny one.
I saw that in the movie theaters, and I thought this was the dumbest movie I have ever seen. And then it came out on DVD. VHS was done by then. It was DVD. And I watched it again, and I was like, this is the greatest movie ever. I can't believe I thought it was stupid.
Wendy?
Trying to remember if it's the color. Hold on.
She's looking at it.
Yeah, no, is it that? Yes, that is what it's called.
Wendy!
Nicolas Cage movie. I think it's called The Color of Space, or is it The Sound of Space? But it's a Nicolas Cage movie, and it came out relatively recently, and it's about this thing that, like, lands near this farmhouse that he's living on, and it's just so bad because every scene that Nick Cage is in, he has a different accent, and it's just Nicolas Caging in a sci-fi movie, and it's hysterical, and it's just so ridiculous. What is it called? It's going to bother me if I don't find it.
Wendy, you can probably look this up for me, but there was a movie that came out in the late 80s, early 90s, and Jim Carrey was in it, and he played an alien, and he fell in love with this chick, and they were in California, and there was like four aliens that landed. Oh my God, it was so stupid.
Is it Earth Girls Are Easy?
Yes.
Okay, and the one I was thinking of is The Color Out of Space.
Color Out of Space.
Yeah. Is this the one you think with Jeff Goldblum in it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a funny one.
Okay. What's your favorite horror movie?
Horror movie?
I know you don't watch horror movies, so it's going to be hard for you.
I've never been a horror fan. I would get... Okay, Wendy.
Okay. It's a bit sci-fi, a bit horror, insane. And like, what the hell? And it's alien zombies. Okay, there's alien zombies. There's a bit of a romance story. There's so much comedy. There's a bromance in there between Wolf and Ace. It is Wild Zero. It's a Japanese movie from like the early 90s, I think. Insane, and I love it. It's fantastic. If you love sci-fi and you love zombies, you have to watch it. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Yes. Wild Zero. All the way.
What is it?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Oh, number G? Two.
Yeah. Or the reboot.
OG. Oh. Two.
You amaze me sometimes. You know that?
Yeah.
Interesting choice. The second one.
Okay.
I mean, the second one was a little more humorous than the first one. The first one was a lot more gory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually saw the first one in theater a few years ago, which was really cool.
A few years ago?
Horror, yeah. Huh? Huh, buddy?
You mean
1999? Wow. Uh-huh. Wendy was like six in 1999.
No, I was 13. Yeah, so I was a little bit older. Thank you very much. But I looked like I was six because I was so short, you know.
My favorite horror movie? Oh, man.
Honestly, though, I could talk about horror films all day long. I freaking love horror movies.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of partial to Scream, if you want me to be honest.
Ooh, that's like, a good one.
That was the horror movie series of my generation.
That was
like,
no, that's the best horror movie series.
That was,
it definitely, well, I don't know about the best, okay. But it was a good one. It definitely did come around during a time where there was this great surgence of these teen films. Because it was, you know, high school, because there was Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer. What else came out around that time of year? And it wasn't like gory per se, but it was just the right amount of slash, just the right amount of camp and humor.
Final Destination.
And violence. Yes, yeah, yes, yes, which is why nobody wants to drive behind logging cars or trucks.
No,
but everybody forgets.
I've seen the kill count of it. I've seen like
we gotta watch that.
I've seen one where the dude is on the plane and he gets off of it because he saw it explode.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
That's the OG.
Yes. That's the first
one. There's also one where a guy gets sucked into the pool because of the drain and he drowns.
Yeah, there's like, I think there's like three or four of them.
Something like that, yeah. Mm. Oh,
that movie put fear in every teenager in the 90s.
Oh my God, yeah. No, there was a lot of things I was like, I don't think I want to leave my house ever again. Like, mm-hmm.
There's one movie I watched when I was eight. It gave me nightmares for a week.
What is that?
I gotta search it up. It's a whole series. It just came out. There was a new movie that just came out like this year.
Halloween? Don't look at me like that.
That was a lot of sass behind that look.
That was a lot.
like no.
Who are you, Dad?
That is a good movie. I like that movie.
Nightmare on Elm Street, that whole series.
Melissa just watched the original first one with Alex the other week, and I asked her if it held up, and she said, "Hell no,
no, God no,
it does not hold up." It's like watching RoboCop.
We can't be friends anymore, sir.
Listen, I like my
favorite movie.
I like RoboCop. I love it. But if you watch it, it does not hold up with time. It is cheesy as all cheesiness.
Okay, yeah. But to be fair, the director was a bit out of his mind anyways. So, you know.
Yeah. Have you found it?
Insidious.
Insidious.
That's a good series.
For a whole week.
I remember you crying yourself to sleep.
Yeah.
You can't even deny.
Now I remember the nightlight, the yeah.
Hey, we don't gotta go that deep.
No, you had a nightlight until you were like 10. Yeah, and you're 13 now, so you've been sleeping with a nightlight for 3 years. Yeah, we're gonna throw everything out there. You're gonna try to embarrass me and call me old. I'm gonna tell the world that you had a nightlight until you were 10.
Okay, you know what? No, I will. I'm gonna get on Morgan's side for this one.
Orange.
My brother has a friend who is in his late 30s who still has nightlights. So.
Ha! See.
Okay. Yeah, my aunt, who's in her 60s, also has nightlights.
Their leaves.
Cool.
He's making fun of my tattoo.
The color. What about your tattoo? Tattoo?
He's making fun of the color of it.
How's he making fun of the color? He's just trying to find anything to defend in Nightlight.
He is. He's just trying to take shots at me. Yellow arm. Okay, chubby cheeks.
I mean, at least he didn't call you P-arm.
Really, Wendy?
I'm just saying. I mean, just saying.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
RoboCop. Like, I will defend that movie till the day I die.
Okay. See, my
I will die on that hill.
It's not Predator, but it's an old movie.
Okay.
It's. Hold on. Benchwarmers.
Okay, that is a funny movie.
That is a hysterical movie. It's not that old, though. I don't know. I think when I hear old, I think, like, you know, 1919, when my great grandmother was born. But then, you know, Benchwarmers isn't that old. When did that one come out?
I mean, he's 13, Wendy. That's old to him.
Fair enough.
Old to me is 1999.
God. Okay, that one came out in 2006.
My all-time favorite movie ever. Ever is the Boondock Saints.
Ooh, good choice. Willem Dafoe, brilliant. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. I love Willem Dafoe in that movie. Absolutely fantastic.
I'll have to watch it with you. Okay. It is
so good.
Amazing, amazing movie.
It's a great one. It's a masterpiece.
It really is. Cult classic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's got Norman Reedus in it.
Mm. Oh, that's right, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I got one. What's your favorite Sylvester Stallone movie?
Oh, that's a little hard because Stallone is so... He is highly underappreciated in Hollywood. The best description I ever heard of Stallone was he's the guy who enters the restaurant through the kitchen, greets everyone, pays for everyone's meal and leaves unnoticed. And it's true. Like nobody realizes the brilliance that is Stallone. Rocky. Great Rocky? Film. Yes.
Best Stallone movie?
Cobra. Maybe not the Ooh, crime is a disease and I'm the cure.
Yes.
Bridget Nielsen, fantastic. Cobra. I love it.
What's your favorite Stallone movie, kid, since you brought up the question?
Well, I've seen a show of him. I'm looking up the movie.
You're looking up the movie?
Yeah.
Well, what's it about? Maybe we can help you, since, you know, we're old as dirt.
it's a superhero movie that came out recently.
Oh my god, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. That one was so good.
Samaritan? Yes.
Samaritan was so good. And the plot twist in it had really such a great twist. I was not expecting that ending.
Prime. Oh, it's on Prime. I don't have Prime.
It was really good.
I will have to loan you my Prime just so you can
see. Oh, hell yeah, because I want to watch The Boys.
Oh, so good. The Boys is so good.
Never seen that. I want to watch it.
Oh, my God. You've never seen The Boys? Oh, Wendy.
I've seen clips and bits of it.
Wendy.
You know what? I'm going to have to send you my login. You're going to have to watch it. Yes. That's all there is to it.
Yes. We're going to watch The Boys.
Okay.
What else you got, man? I know you've got so much on your mind. You see, this right here is why I tell you to write up a rundown. Wendy can tell you how important a rundown is for a show.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously. Notebook. You get yourself a notebook, and you write your rundowns in it.
And you write your ideas down, and then you don't forget them.
Okay. Favorite restaurant? Yeah. Just came to my mind.
Now, is this a chain restaurant or is this like a fancy style restaurant that no one's going to hear of? Or what kind of
restaurant?
A favorite chain restaurant. Fast food or sit down?
Sit down.
Okay.
I like to pretend I'm middle class fancy and I like Red Robin.
Red Robin.
So good. Their bonsai burger. So delicious. Oh my God.
I don't think they have one around here. I think, or they do, but I think it's
in Orlando.
It's like 2 hours away.
Oh, that's right. You guys are like all the way out in Florida.
Yeah, we're Southern Florida.
Cheers.
You should move down
here.
Don't
get me started.
It's super expensive. I said you should move down here. It's super expensive.
We should as if it wasn't expensive enough in Northern Virginia.
$74,000 for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Okay.
That's really good pricing.
It is, but that means the job's down. Okay.
No.
We're not getting into that right now.
Wait, is that like a house or a condo or a townhouse?
House.
A house? In how Austin. Much did you say?
$74,000.
Oh, yeah. In Texas is cheap as hell. You could get a farm the size of Rhode Island for like $10. Like, it's ridiculous.
I mean, everything's here, bigger in Texas.
Of course. Of course it is. Here in Northern Virginia, a 1-bedroom apartment is like, depending on the area, if you're lucky, maybe like $2,000 a month.
Oh,
if you're lucky.
Down here,
it's $100,000.
Palm City, Florida, for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath townhouse, $350,000.
That's it, though? That here in Northern Virginia? House. In Northern Virginia, that's like $7,000 to $8,000 in a bad neighborhood. $700,000 to $800,000 in a bad neighborhood in Northern Virginia.
Let's get back to restaurants.
Okay, let's get back to our restaurants. She said Red Robin's. What's yours?
It's right in front of us.
McDonald's?
You can never go wrong with a
Flanagan's.
Flanagan's. It's okay.
It's very good.
It is.
It's okay. one of my favorites.
The ribs are the ribs. Best.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check them out.
Seafood /
barbecue.
Seafood barbecue steakhouse kind of type deal.
Do they have like all the crap on the walls?
Do
they have like all the crap on the walls?
Oh, they've got a bunch of pictures of like local people that are fishing that caught fish and
so it's a little different. Okay, yeah, I could get with that.
Actually, it's very good. I love that restaurant. But for me.
Hold on, I know what you're going to say. You are going to say Red Lobster.
No, I really wasn't going to say Red Lobster. But I'm glad you know everything I'm going to say, because...
What was it?
Your Jedi mind powers didn't uphold this time.
No, it didn't.
No, it did
actually,
not.
Actually, it's Longhorn Steakhouse.
We haven't been there in 2 years.
You haven't been there in 2 years.
Oh my god, I miss Longhorn with the bread. Nom 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 nom.
Either that or Outback. The blooming onion.
Outback
is
good though.
I've been there for years.
We'll go eventually. I think
one of my favorite places up here is in DC is Hill Country Barbecue. Buy your barbecue by the pound. It is so delicious.
Okay. Well,
favorite fast food restaurant.
This kid's just hitting everything. He's interviewing us right now.
Pretty much, yeah. This is an interview here. I'm gonna keep it simple. McDonald's.
Okay.
Freaking love it, man. Their fries. Oh god.
Wendy's.
Ooh.
Wendy's is good. Wendy's has actually got really good breakfast.
Their breakfast is so good.
It's amazing.
Yes. I think my cats would agree with you because they're particular with chicken nuggets. They only like Wendy's nuggets. They don't like anybody else.
They're the devil.
They really are. They're spoiled they're little devils.
Fast food, huh?
Culver's.
Yeah, I would have to say Culver's.
I got something right.
Culver's? You've never had Culver's?
They don't have Culver's in Washington?
No.
No.
It's a Wisconsin-based fast food joint.
Okay, well, we don't have that in Northern Virginia. We're not Wisconsin. We're Northern Virginia.
You're closer than we are.
The hell we are. We don't have that up here. What do they have?
Burgers?
Is it...
Burgers.
Okay.
It's a burger, burgers, fries, chicken sandwiches.
Well, I mean, you can't say like it's obvious because there's like Bojangles, for example. Bojangles is a fast food joint, and that's fried chicken, but it's like fast food.
There's one place I want to try.
What's that?
I want to try Jack in the Box.
Okay, the one place that I want to try, and I've had the frozen burgers. I want to go to the restaurant. I want to go to White Castle.
asshole.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
I agree with that. I knew it. Entirely.
I want to go and sit inside a White Castle and eat White Castle burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, we got one in Orlando.
Again, 2 hours away.
It's just not the same, man. It's just not the same. You got to go to the original up in Jersey. It's in Jersey, right? Yeah, it's a Jersey establishment.
Yeah, Jersey's the home of White Castle. Jersey yep, and New yep. York.
Wendy never said hers.
Yes, she did.
What'd she say?
I did. I'm all about McDonald's. That McDonald's. No, you love me some McDonald's wait, fries,
place
man.
Place you want to eat?
Place I want
to
eat?
A fast food restaurant that you want to go to that you've never been to.
Well, now I want to go to this place y'all were talking about. What's it? Culver's?
Culver's?
Culver's. Culver's. Now I have to add that to my list.
No, you ever bring your happy ass down to visit, you can go.
You know what's messed up? You know what's messed up? I actually have family in Florida that I should probably go visit.
Yeah, they're in Miami, aren't they?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You don't want to go to Miami.
No one wants to go to Miami. Like, why? Miami's horrible. Ugh, Miami's so gross. Ugh. Like the butthole of the country.
No, that would be Orlando.
Okay.
Or like Okeechobee.
Okeechobee is actually a very beautiful place.
But that's also where, or no, where did I get
Pahokee?
Pahokee.
Yeah.
Pahokee? Mm-hmm. What is it with these names, man?
It's a sugarcane town. It's very small town.
You know what? No, I can't judge Florida and their city names. There is actually a town in Maryland. When you see it written out, I swear to God, I've been saying it like this for like 30 years. It looks like Cockeyesville. Like you got a lazy eye kind of thing. Yes, like it's a Cockeyesville, but it's actually pronounced Cockeysville. I'm like, no, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's Cockeyesville.
I got you. I grew up New England, Massachusetts, Maine, yeah. New Hampshire. There's a town in Massachusetts called Worcester. If you look at the word and you read it, it says Worcester.
It's Worcester.
Worcester. It's Worcester, Mass.
What is it with these town names? Oh my God. Why can't we just keep it simple?
I know.
Now, you know what drives me crazy? When New Yorkers pronounce Houston.
Why?
They say Houston. Like, it's not Houston. It's Houston. As a Texan, I can tell you, it's Houston.
It's Houston.
Drives me banana pants.
It's Houston.
It's Houston.
It's Houston. Thank Houston. You, Morgan.
Houston.
You old man.
I know, Houston. Morgan. I know what it is. Will you let me mess with Wendy, please? I didn't do
he
it
He likes to drive me banana pants.
How do you pronounce Houston?
That's pronounced.
You just pronounced it right. And you asked your phone how to pronounce it. I know how it's pronounced. Remember, I'm older than dirt. I was around before Houston was settled.
I know.
Remember?
Yeah. We've been around for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you're older than a cow.
Wow.
How long do cows live?
They live for like 40 years.
Let's see, a cow's lifespan, 15 to 20.
Yeah, you've outlived two cows.
I definitely have outlived a cow by about 17 years.
I've outlived.
Congratulations, we're older than cows.
His dead ass looked at me and said, I outlived two cows.
I mean, not wrong.
Maybe more.
maybe more. All right, one more topic before we wrap this show up.
Okay.
Make it a good one.
What you got? Do, 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 do.
No. Favorite franchise.
That could be a lot of things.
Favorite show.
Favorite show? Oh, right now or of all time? Because I already know what Wendy's is.
All time.
She said it at the beginning of the show.
What is
it? I have NCIS. It right now.
He's watched it like 8 million times.
SVU, actually. Law and Order SVU. It's all the letters. All the letters. At the end of the day, they're all the same thing.
What's my all-time favorite show? It's between two shows. It's between The Office or The Big Bang Theory. That's a cartoon. That's different. I'd probably have to say The Office.
Yeah, I tried getting into The Office, but I just couldn't.
Oh, it's very cringeworthy at the beginning, but once the more you watch it, the more you're like, okay, I got this.
I think it's hard because I have worked with way too many people like that, and it just made me angry. And I was like, if I want to hang out, if I want to watch these morons, I would just go to work. Like, I would just go to work. That's it. And at the time, I definitely worked with like a lot of dummies like that. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to put myself through this. Where what is?
Hold on.
What?
He's requesting this.
Yeah.
The best. I mean, the best of all time that has been running on since 2022, from 2005, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The comic books were better.
Mm-hmm.
I know they are.
I got a couple of them hardcover if you want to read them.
You should.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple of hardcover.
Be cautious, though. Because, like, when I read the book, they actually gave me, like, really weird, messed up dreams. But the shows, I would literally just fall asleep during the show.
I haven't finished The Walking Dead.
You're about to get to the part where Negan bashes in Glenn's head.
Thanks.
Spoiler alert.
Right?
Wow.
Jerk face. All right, buddy. Lock it down.
All right. Sorry, but we had to end it here. And all I got to say is...
Yeah!
That too. And also, next week.
Next show.
We will probably see if we can get El Presidente Ivan.
El Jefe. El Jefe, you're watching. Morgan wants you on the next episode.
Morgan's calling out El Jefe.
Yes, he is. He's calling out El Jefe.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Well, with that being said, I'll lock this thing down. For Morgan, for Wendy, and myself, thank you for joining us for another episode of Meatheads on the COD, or as it's so called in its government name, Circle of Debate. I was about to say Call of Duty, because that's what Call of Duty is called too. Circle of Debate. And you can find it on YouTube, and you can pretty much find it anywhere you can find an audio platform for podcasts. So you can find the Meatheads. We're on Spotify.
We are?
Yeah. You can find the Meatheads. You can find Top Rope Wrestling Talk. You can find Circle of Debate. And as Ivan mentioned last night on Top Rope, you will be able to get the video version of the return of the Wrestle DeLorean. Yes. So with that being said, we would like to say thank you very much for joining us. And that's a wrap, folks. Later.